98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Leader of the Secret Service steps down. We have the story.
Vice President Harris hits the campaign trail. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The city of Wichita asks residents to voluntarily conserve water. Hear what steps they say will help coming up.
A new Jackie Robinson statue is coming to McAdams Park. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Vice President Kamala Harris kicks off her first presidential campaign rally in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
Days after President Biden dropped his reelection bid and endorsed her for president, Vice President Kamala Harris telling supporters in Milwaukee.
And it is my great honor to have Joe Biden's endorsement in this race.
Slamming former President Trump, recently being found guilty of fraud, touting her record, including as California's attorney general and a U.S. senator.
And in this campaign, I promise you, I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week.
Reiterating calls to protect reproductive rights, fight gun violence, and build up the middle class. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The director of the Secret Service has resigned in the aftermath of the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. The shooting unleashed an outcry about how the agency failed in its core mission to protect current and former presidents. Kimberly Cheadle, who had served as Secret Service Director since 2022, faced growing calls to resign and several investigations into how a gunman was able to get so close to Trump at an outdoor campaign rally in Pennsylvania.
Police have placed an 11-month-old girl into protective custody after she was found in the canal near Interstate 135 in Pawnee in South Wichita. Tuesday afternoon, officers were dispatched to that area for a welfare check after receiving a report of a child in the canal. The child was taken to a local hospital for precautionary medical evaluation. An investigation is ongoing. Police say a man named Vincent James Perez may have information pertinent to the investigation.
The city of Wichita wants to reduce water use by 10%, asking residents to voluntarily conserve water and outlining several steps to reach that goal.
Summer outdoor irrigation is the biggest use of water. Residents are asked to only water 1 to 2 times per week between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. Gary Jansen with Public Works also had this request.
We are asking, including ourselves, to not overseed lawns or plant new trees or shrubs this fall.
The city has also limited turf watering at city facilities to just once a week. City fountains have been off since January of 2023. A water rate increase proposal will come before the city council on August 8th. Residential customers who currently use 7,500 gallons of water a month would see an increase on their water and sewer bill of $10.61. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And if the drought lingers and water levels at Cheney Lake continue to drop, mandatory water restrictions could be enacted.
Construction for the new Jackie Robinson statue at McAdams Park is underway in North Wichita.
Cement for the new statue was poured Tuesday, intended for its home plate base. League 42 Executive Director Bob Lute says they plan to unveil the statue on August 5th. It's being created with the statue's original mold in Colorado. The original statue was cut off above the cleats and was later destroyed in January, prompting a police investigation. The cleats, which remained behind, were later donated to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Another basketball night in Wichita as the TBT continues at Koch Arena. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
The Prime Minister of Israel addresses both houses of Congress today. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Wildfires in the Canadian Rockies' largest national park have sent up to 25,000 visitors and residents fleeing west over the last open mountain road. They navigated through darkness and soot Tuesday following a government alert during the area's busiest tourist time of the year. Hundreds of wildfires are burning in eastern Canada, western Canada, and those fleeing Jasper National Park and Jasper Town in Alberta were given the unusual order later to make a vast U-turn to the east if they needed a place to stay. And that's because of the west. British Columbia province already has more than 300 wildfires of its own.
The Prime Minister of Israel addressing both houses of Congress today.
Benjamin Netanyahu believes there is broad cross-party support for his country's war on Hamas. But while Republicans who invited the Israeli Prime Minister to speak promise a warm welcome, some Democrats and independents intend to boycott. They're angry at what they see as a military campaign which has killed or left destitute too many innocent Palestinians. Also absent will be Vice President Kamala Harris on what we're told is a long-scheduled trip, and Republican VP candidate J.D. Vance, who has campaign events to attend. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
More details surfacing surrounding the assassination attempt on former President Trump from the audience's point of view. Fox's Brian Yenis has more from Butler, Pennsylvania.
We just obtained exclusive new video of the assassination attempt. It is the clearest and closest video we've seen yet, taken by an eyewitness who was there with his family next to the AGR building as Thomas Crooks opened fire. You can hear what sounds like 8 shots, followed by 2 counter-sniper shots, including the kill shot from the Secret Service. At one point, Thomas Crooks points his rifle at the eyewitness and those rally-goers.
The ex-military attendee who filmed the video says the rally definitely was not secure and claims he and the other people around him were not vetted, though he had a clear view of the former president on stage.
Another shark attack.
Florida has seen a recent rash of them, but this one's not in the Sunshine State. Rather, it was on Hilton Head Island on the South Carolina shore. The shark taking a bite out of a woman who managed to get out of the water to safety. Last year, a 60-year-old man was injured in the same waters when a shark chomped on his foot. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
A couple of traffic accidents out there on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. You can see, watch out for a crash northbound I-235 at the ramp to West Street. Luckily, in that area, we're really not seeing too heavy traffic of volume just yet. A bigger problem, northbound I-235. Northbound I-235 closed at US 50 due to a traffic accident earlier. Of course, that's up in the Newton area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Good morning, Ronell.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Oh, yeah, we're hanging in there.
We're nice and dry, we'll put it that way.
Yeah, and it looks like things are going to stay that way for a little while. Therefore, you know, our road to the weekend, not going to be too bumpy, though. I think the main thing is we'll just need to make sure that we put some extra effort into making sure that we don't melt out there, because we do have some hotter days ahead. Expected to get up to a high of 94 today. Also to note, before I get deeper into that forecast, a lot of the temperatures that we have ahead, most of them, nothing that we hadn't seen already this season, but, you know, we still do have a ways to go when it comes to the summertime heat. You know, we have the rest of July, we got to get through August, and sometimes, depending on how the year is shaping up, we have at least the first half of September as well. So, all right, back to the forecast. Mostly sunny skies, 94 degrees, a light southerly wind at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Skies are going to stay clear tonight with a low of 69. Expecting more sunshine tomorrow, but of course it's going to be hot sunshine with a high of 96. A bit of a stronger breeze, but not going to be too gusty out there. That southerly wind getting up to 8 to 18 miles an hour. Back up to winds that could be pushing 20 miles an hour during our Friday as we get up to a high of 94 degrees. That breeze is going to help at least move the air around a little bit. Getting a brief break from the high heat come Saturday, there's going to be a little bit more cloud cover. Only a 10% chance of rain. We have a much better chance of staying dry, but we'll see a high of 88 degrees. Now, once the sun pops back out from the cloud cover towards the end of the weekend, right back up to a high of 96 for our Sunday. Now, winds towards the end of the weekend into next week, they are going to be pretty gusty out there, and they're not really going to help us out with our temperatures all that much. I wouldn't be surprised to see some heat alerts early next week. 98 degrees on Monday, 100 Tuesday. Week from now, next Wednesday, 101. Right now, we're at 67 degrees. Winds out of the south only at 3 miles an hour with very little cloud cover.
Maybe we'll get a nice rain shower sometime around Labor Day. What do you think?
You know what? At this point, I'm not even going to make that promise, Steve, okay. Just because of the way things have been looking. But, you know, we'll just have to, once again, play the waiting game.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 7:15, 15 minutes past 7 o'clock, Wednesday, July 24th. And mostly sunny yesterday, high around 90 degrees. High was 90 degrees, normal high 93. Our friends in Salina on this date in 1936 tied their all-time record high for the month of July when the city was touched by a temperature of 116 degrees. Record had been set just 6 days earlier on July 18th. Salina's all-time record high is 118 degrees. That was set on August 13th, the date of the year 1936. Terrible summer in 36. On this date in 1974, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that President Richard Nixon had to turn over subpoenaed White House tape recordings to the Watergate special prosecutor. No executive privilege there. Linda Carter's 73 years.
So did he have to turn?
Yeah.
And that's when they figured out there was 18 minutes or 16 minutes missing or whatever.
18-minute gap.
Yeah.
Linda Carter's 73 today. Miss World USA of 1972. She in the Miss World contest, she finished in the top 15. Star of the live-action television series Wonder Woman.
Hey now.
Where
never missed an episode.
The show was on the air. Young Ted Woodward was sitting in front of there with his cookies and his milk.
No doubt.
Watching Wonder Woman as she stood up to evil.
Exactly.
And cavorted across the stage with her little bracelets on and her little crown.
Probably had some cookies and a Pepsi going. Watching
maybe
Wonder Woman.
Mr. Pibb.
Mm.
All right, stand by for something that could have been a tragedy. Oscar Mayer Wienermobile got into a pickle on a Chicago highway. Police say one of Oscar Mayer's hot dog-shaped Wienermobiles ended up flipped onto its side after crashing on a suburban Chicago highway. Illinois State Police say the Wienermobile hit a car along Interstate 294 and its driver lost control and overcorrected, causing the vehicle to roll onto its side near the Chicago suburb of Oak Brook. No injuries reported. And the Wienermobile was later hauled away on a flatbed truck. Ted, I've never driven a Wienermobile, but I can see where it could be somewhat cumbersome.
It's a,
steering-wise,
oddly shaped vehicle.
Yes.
Stopped here in Wichita at our station a couple of years ago.
A number of Wienermobiles around celebrating the Wiener. The Oscar Mayer Wieners.
I think they gave me a little keychain with a little tiny Wienermobile on it that's a whistle. I'm sure I've got it at home where you blow on it. And boop.
I remember when it came through asking, hey, did they give you a hot dog?
Yeah, I was hoping to get an actual something to eat out of it. Instead, I got a little Wienermobile whistle.
Okay.
Sounds like
see that. That might be worth something, you know.
It might be worth something. Yeah. I don't think it is, but it might be.
Okay, so you've had a shark attack off Hilton Head? I've been there a couple of times. Shelly, my wife, of course.
Love Hilton Head.
When she was with Rent-A-Center, she did, I think, two meetings there. And she was the person who had to put them on, basically. So I've been there. And that beach and that water is not – I didn't even want to get close to it. But some lady was out there in the water and a shark took a bite out of her. How about that?
That's not good.
All right. The Secret Service director resigning. You know, I look at that and I think, you know, you have to take the blame if you're at the top. It looks to me like they've got some funky rules about line of sight and tall buildings. I thought after Kennedy was killed, we had kind of figured that out. But I've also had the feeling, you know, if you haven't had to deal with an assassination in this country for a generation, it just might be that people's let their guard down a little bit.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, maybe we were starting to get to that point.
There's a complacent about it, and you never can be. Especially not in this day and age.
Nope.
7:19 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Just a few minutes here, I'm going to tell you about my adventure with jury selection. But first, let's check out sports with Ted Woodward here on this Wednesday morning, Ted.
Yeah, it's basketball night again in Wichita. The 11th annual TBT, the basketball tournament. $1 million winner-take-all summer tournament continues tonight. Only one game on the schedule, and that features alums from KU taking on alums from Colorado in the round of 16. Third round, the regional finals. It's all taking place at Koch Arena on the campus of Wichita State. It's Mass Street versus Team Colorado. Former Jayhawks, a lot of former Jayhawks, a lot of former Buffaloes. That'll be at 8 o'clock tip-off tonight at Koch Arena. Nationally televised on FS1, and the winner advances in this TBT as the basketball tournament continues here in Wichita. Minor league baseball last night, the Wichita Wind Surge losing 12-3 at Amarillo, starting off the six-game series in the Texas Panhandle, snapping two-game winning streak for Wichita. Wind Surge at Amarillo again tonight, game two of that six-game set down in Texas. Kansas City Royals were going for a five-game winning streak last night, but that came to an end. The Royals got down 3-0 in the top of the first inning and really weren't ever in this game, losing 6-2 to the Arizona Diamondbacks, snapping a four-game winning streak for the Royals. 22,000 on hand at the game last night at Kauffman Stadium, but they didn't have much to cheer about. Royals and the Diamondbacks finish up their three-game interleague series. 7 o'clock tonight, listen to the Royals game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. With that loss, the Royals also lost a game in the standings. Only a one-game lead now for the Royals for a playoff spot over the Boston Red Sox. Don't forget, we are just a few days away from the beginning of our daily training camp visits with the Kansas City Chiefs, with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Starting on Monday, we'll be talking with Mitch every morning on Steve and Ted for 4 weeks in a row from training camp. So looking forward to that. Our daily training camp visits with Mitch, talking Chiefs football, start Monday. That'll be every weekday morning at 8:15, starting on Monday.
A tradition with Steve and Ted.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Hey, 20 years ago on this day, Cotton Fitzsimmons passed away at the age of 72. Basketball coaching legend, born in Hannibal, Missouri. Head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats, and then had a long coaching career in the NBA, including three stints with the Phoenix Suns. Two-time NBA Coach of the Year. He won 1,089 games in his coaching career. He won back-to-back junior college national titles over at Moberly, Missouri.
He came along after Tex Winter, right?
Yeah, he was an assistant to Tex and then took over for Tex when Tex exited Manhattan. And he only coached for 2 years at K-State. Then he went on, had a long career in the NBA.
He had white hair because he was Cotton.
Yeah, when he was a kid, he had that curly white hair, and kids started calling him Cotton. That's why they call him Cotton Fitzsimmons. And, yeah, his second year up at K-State, his second and final year, they won 20 games. They won the Big 8 Conference Championship. He was named Conference Coach of the Year, and they went to the Sweet 16. So already took a Texas triangle offense and had a great year with K-State, only his second year there. Second and final year. And then he went on to coach the Kansas City Kings for 6 years. And he got them to four playoffs and won NBA Coach of the Year with the Kansas City Kings.
Pretty good career.
And he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. The great Cotton Fitzsimmons. He passed away 20 years ago today at the age of 72. Happy birthday today to a sports name we know around here, Bruce Hurdle.
Really?
He's celebrating a birthday today. Longtime Wichita TV and radio sports personality, and has been out in the Denver area for the last several years. Happy birthday to former Wichita sportscaster Bruce Hurdle, celebrating a birthday today.
Now, you want a Bruce story?
Sure.
I worked with him. Of course, we worked at the same morning show for several years and got to know him pretty good. An interesting man. There's a lot to him, and there's a lot more to him than you know.
Yep.
He's a pretty good guy.
Yep. Enjoyed my encounters with him as well over the years.
Happy birthday, Bruce.
Yeah. How would you like to win a Wind Surge Loge Box ticket prize package worth $175? It's all from Homeland Construction Services. It's for the Wichita Wind Surge, specified weeknight games throughout the season. You get your own table for four on the concourse in the Loge section.
You
get free food upstairs, all the free food you can eat, and you get to park in the Maple lot for free. Free parking, free food, free table for four on the concourse. It's a great prize package. How do you get entered to win? You go to our website, knssradio.com. You click on the Wind Surge Loge Box contest link, and then you fill out the entry form and hit submit. Boom. You're in. Maybe you'll win that great prize from Homeland Construction Services to go see the wind surge in style.
Keep it in for house call for health this morning. Pigs could come to the rescue of some awaiting organ transplants. That's on the way with Steve Ahead in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Wednesday morning, 68 degrees. President Biden will explain his reasons for ending his reelection bid during an Oval Office speech tonight.
The president says a national address tonight will offer what lies ahead and how he plans to finish the job for the American people. The Oval Office speech is scheduled for 8 p.m. Eastern Time. President Biden made his first public appearances since announcing he would not run for re-election yesterday as he returned to Washington from Delaware, where he spent several days isolated with COVID. During a brief phone call with campaign staff during a visit to Wilmington by Vice President Kamala Harris, the president said he still intends to finish his agenda and believes he's on the verge of brokering a ceasefire and hostage deal in Gaza. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A pedestrian was hit by a car last night at 21st and Payne in North Wichita. A man hospitalized in critical condition. He is expected to survive. The driver is cooperating with investigators. Police say poor lighting in the area may have contributed to the accident.
The city of Wichita could soon discuss mandatory water restrictions if the water level at Cheney Lake continues to fall as forecast.
The 12-month running average level at Cheney Lake is 69.6% and is projected to fall below 69% by August 1st. The city says if normal amounts of rain were to fall, it would take 3 years to get Cheney Lake back to the conservation pool level. Cheney Lake is not the sole source of water for the city. The Equispeds aquifer is 94% full, and the city will increase the amount of groundwater they use from it. The city's water treatment plant is limited to a roughly 50-50 blend that can be used from the two sources. However, when the new water treatment facility comes online in April 2025, it could solely use groundwater if necessary. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Kansas man is accused of killing a woman 3 years ago. 37-year-old Kevin Hadley of Phillipsburg was accused on and arrested on charges that include second-degree murder in the death of 43-year-old Jana Lee Constable. Prosecutors allege that he killed the woman on St. Valentine's Day in 2021. Hadley is in custody on a $125,000 bond.
We've learned more details about what state officials knew ahead of the rally at which former President Trump was nearly killed.
The Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner told the House Homeland Security Committee that he was told the Butler County Emergency Services Unit was in charge of the AGR building outside the Secret Service perimeter, the building from which Thomas Crooks would open fire. That two Butler personnel had eyes on the roof from a second floor building window, but left their post to go look for Crooks.
Crooks never made it through the secure perimeter into the venue space itself. That he was identified by those members as suspicious in part because of that.
He also said while communicating among agencies is possible over radio, it is more difficult to do at times with the Secret Service in particular. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
After almost two decades on death row, a South Carolina murderer will not be executed after all.
It will instead be life in prison without parole for Quincy Allen. He killed four people back in 2002, two in South Carolina, two in North Carolina. He was sentenced to death in two of the killings, but in 2022, a federal appeals court overturned his death sentence. The court ruled that the judge who ordered the execution ignored Allen's psychiatric problems stemming from an abusive childhood. Before he was resentenced, Allen wrote a statement apologizing for his crimes. He said he had sought help for his serious mental problems, but never found the right resources. John Saucier, Fox News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Temperatures keep going up for your Wednesday, expecting a high of 94 under a mostly sunny sky. A southerly breeze going to be pretty light out there with winds at the minimum, only getting up to 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a few clouds, calm, no wind, and 68 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning on this Wednesday morning, July 24th, on this date in 1969, the Apollo 11 astronauts, two of whom had been the first humans to set foot on the moon, splashed down safely in the Pacific. The moon mission had concluded.
And they were back safely.
They were back safely, and how about that? It was a great day.
In the history of humankind.
The world, yeah. Well, there's a new report on the happiest industries, which analyze things like culture and values, diversity and inclusion, work-life balance, money, career opportunities, and senior management.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Senior
and they determined that the happiest gig is working in construction. Accounting and taxes is second, followed by manufacturing, tech, and healthcare. Now they only looked at 10 industries.
You just named all that stuff. All I can think of is people in those jobs that are miserable.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
They only looked at 10 industries, but the areas that ranked the lowest for happiness are retail and commerce, where I find a lot of happy people, legal, tourism, transport and logistics, and hospitality. People who go into those fields, especially hospitality and so forth, usually they're they got great personality. They seem to be having a good time. Another one of those surveys that I don't know where it came from. It came from our morning show service. Who knew? It didn't even say who took the survey. So
okay, maybe
they just made it up out of cold crowd.
Maybe it's just me, but I did notice that all of those on the lower end are jobs where you have to deal with other people.
That's right.
A lot.
People jobs.
And some of the ones on the other side of it weren't necessarily dealing with people.
Yeah.
Just something to think about.
All right. Well, I want to thank you guys the first 2 days of this week, filling in as I was called to jury duty at Sedgwick County. And I got a couple of quick observations to share with you
and
our listeners this morning. First of all, I found the system, how they contact you from the county, how they process you through the system and into a courtroom is very good. You're dealing with a lot of people, and it moves pretty quickly, and I think it's efficient. I did get, when I was going through the metal, the screening process, I was stopped both days. One day I had a belt on, and the next day I had a watch on, and the man behind the counter was fairly gruff with me for being so stupid. But anyway, they didn't send me away.
How were you first contacted?
Mail.
By mail,
yes.
Okay.
A lot of people, they're not going to be contacted ever by that way. But anyway, the parking garage down there I found was negotiable. It wasn't too bad. The only thing I can tell you is the elevator there is one of the filthiest places on earth. It ranks right there with the men's room at the Loves in Tucumcari, New Mexico.
That's not good.
They need to take a big garden hose in there and just squirt it down.
Which elevator is this?
It's the one on the... It's a parking garage.
The parking garage elevator.
Yeah, it only goes up 3 floors, and nobody's apparently been in there to clean it in a couple of decades.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll send Pete Meitzner over there with a garden hose.
I'll tell Ryan Beatty next week.
Yeah. At any rate, the process was good. I'm not going to go into specifics of what the trial was or what it was all about. I can tell you that the defense attorney recognized who I was. The prosecuting attorney had no clue. But the defense attorney talked about, said he'd been a fan for years.
No.
And I told him, they asked at the end, do you want to serve on this jury? And I basically said no, because I really have other obligations that I'd rather be somewhere else. I was under oath.
Well, you answered.
What am I supposed to say?
You answered truthfully. Exactly.
I'd love to be here. Now can I go home? No. So at any rate... it was interesting just being down there with almost 50 of my fellow citizens going through this process. And I was honest. I said, I would rather not be here. Now, someday when I'm retired and I got plenty of time in my hands and no obligations, I'd be happy to do it. I pointed out to them when they were asking me about my background, I said, you know, I've covered quite a few trials in this courthouse and right here in this courtroom as a reporter.
Yeah.
I don't know if that has any impact on what you want. I did not tell them that I've been discouraged from going to any meetings here at the radio station because of my drowsiness during meetings. And now and then I say something that's just not appropriate, right?
That was not mentioned.
Yeah. If they'd only known what they were getting into. But, yeah, when you've got other responsibilities that are nagging, and you know, I had interviews to do this week. I had a lot of stuff lined up. But I'm not the only one.
Everybody has their own timeline and things they got to deal with, and that's why jury duty is something that
It was interesting. And I knew
you have to put aside your other stuff.
The attorneys, they know what they're doing. It was interesting that the people they honed in on really questioned. I thought, why? Why are you going after this person? And then another person, I thought, why don't they excuse that person? They should, anyway.
They have their own. Yeah,
the attorneys go
through
that.
They have their own process.
Go that process, and they sit down with the judge, and in about a 20 or 30 minute thing, they select the people. It's an interesting process, and I'm not saying it's bad. I think in another circumstance, I would have enjoyed the heck out of myself, but with all these other obligations, it's tough to do. Now, I was told that the judge, I think he said, about 30% of the people in this county ever serve on a jury or get called. It's not a high percentage, he says, but
interesting.
Yeah, I've thought through the whole thing. You know what? They don't even have jury selection in Russia. Do they? Mm. I don't think they have juries there.
There's a lot of places in the world where they don't have juries.
This is one great thing about our country, is the way that we do this. Anyway, an interesting experience, and I'll go back when I've got more time on my hands. I'd like to do it. I'll volunteer. How about that? But good to be back in here doing the morning show.
Yes, welcome back.
This is what we do.
From your civic duty. Yeah,
civic duty. 7:42, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, we got the Wichita Business Journal update. Sedgwick County Administrative Offices will not be moving for a while anyway. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 7:47 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things. City of Wichita asks citizens to reduce water use or face mandatory conservation during drought.
Two.
11-month-old girl found in canal under I-135. She's apparently in good health and protective custody.
One.
Vice President Harris hits the campaign trail with prominent Democrat support and rapidly growing war chest. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Right now in the Wichita area, we do have a stalled out vehicle, northbound I-235 ramp to West Street. Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras show those traffic volumes picking up. And remember, at some new road construction starting up yesterday, they closed the ramp from eastbound Kellogg to northbound I-235. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Two locations, downtown at Market and Waterman and 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 94 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 70. Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 95 degrees. Now, a few clouds, calm, and 68 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Our weather brought to you by the Monarch. Wednesday's $5 whiskey special, over 75 whiskeys on special for only $5 a piece. The Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS. Your newest coworker might look a bit different.
Fox on Tech.
Elon Musk is ready for robot workers. Tesla announces they will begin to use humanoid robots to do some factory work starting next year. The robot model called Optimus is bipedal, meaning it stands and walks on 2 feet, and in videos has been seen gently handling an egg and folding clothing. And yes, the robot dances. And yes, it is governed by artificial intelligence. Optimus stands about 5'7" and weighs about 125 pounds. What exactly it will do on factory floors is yet to be seen, but according to Musk, the robot is designed to do boring, repetitious, and dangerous work. He's referred to Optimus as being genuinely useful. Tesla hopes to increase production of Optimus robots and sell them to other companies starting in 2026 at a price point of less than $20,000 apiece. Musk had originally said retail sale would begin next year. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
A down close on Wall Street Tuesday.
Stocks drifting lower in a volatile trading session as investors eye corporate earnings. Bottom line results were a mixed bag today. GE shares up 5% on soaring earnings and revenue beats, and better results also pushing shares of Coca-Cola higher. But UPS shares falling 12% after the company reported poor earnings. Meanwhile, news from the housing market continuing to show sales falling, down for the fourth straight month, as the median existing home price jumped to the highest level on record, $426,900. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
The Dow closed down 57 points yesterday, S&P down 9, NASDAQ down 10.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. As Sedgwick County continues a years-long pursuit of a long-term headquarters, it's not likely to leave its current downtown home anytime soon. Lindsay Poe Rousseau, Sedgwick County's chief financial officer, said with the county not having decided on a new administrative building location, it now plans to extend its lease at the Ruffin Building through the year 2026 there at Broadway and Douglas. She said the federal government recently provided clarification that American Rescue Plan Act funds may be used by the county to pay rent through the end of 2026. Sedgwick County has a three-year lease for 51,000 square feet at the downtown Ruffin Building, and that runs through June of 2025.
After three decades of ownership in Wichita, Green Acres Market reached an agreement last week with Florida-based Healthier Choices Management over a full sale of the business. Founder Barb Hoffman confirmed this week. Green Acres Market opened at 21st and Rock Road in 1994, and has provided local customers with organically produced home goods, which include supplements, grocery, health, and beauty products. Over the years, the business expanded to three locations in Wichita and two in Oklahoma. And that's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. Tesla's second quarter net income fell 45% compared with a year ago as the company's global electric vehicle sales tumbled despite price cuts and low-interest financing. The Austin, Texas company said Tuesday it made just under $1.5 billion from April through June. That's less than the almost $3 billion it made in the same period of 2023. It was Tesla's second straight quarterly net income decline. And today, the 24th day of 2024, we celebrate National Amelia Earhart Day, honoring the achievements of the aviation pioneer on the date of her birth.
Her birth, yeah.
Author and American aviation pioneer Amelia Mary Earhart, born on July 24th, 1897. I didn't know she was an author. One of Earhart's most impressive achievements took place on May 20th, 1932. She took off from Grace Harbor, Newfoundland, and flew solo across the Atlantic Ocean. And, of course, then she disappeared later out over the Pacific and was never heard from again. From Atchison, right, Ted?
Mm-hmm.
Atchison, Kansas. One of our great famous Kansans. Great American. There you go.
Well, she's one of our two statues in the U.S. Capitol, right?
Yes, she is.
That's correct.
Amelia Earhart and Ike.
And Ike. Our two statues now.
All right, Steve and Ted here on KNS.
By the way, it's the 24th. Christmas Eve is 5 months from today, by the way.
Oh, well, the countdown has started.
That's not right, is it? I guess it is.
How many days is that, you know? Get the days daily count going here.
Well, I know yesterday was 100 days till Halloween.
So. Yeah.
That's another one I saw.
100 days till Halloween.
So I guess today is 99 days till Halloween.
All right, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and I just want to, again, thank you guys for filling in. And while I was on jury selection, they did not choose me, ultimately. They opted for people with better common sense and probably people who are better.
No, that's not true.
Better you're suited to serve on that sort of
you
thing.
You have plenty of common sense.
I have, you know, at times been disruptive in committee meetings. I'm not good at committees, and I don't know how good I would have been there, frankly. Instead of 12 grumpy old men, it would have been 12 angry men. It would have been one grumpy old guy, I'm afraid. I'm just, you know, I'm saying, you know how I am. Would you want to serve on a jury with me, Ted?
Any of sure. I think it'd be interesting.
Go ahead.
Well, of course, the other thing is you have to have a consensus of 12 people. You got to find 12 people that all agree on the same conclusion.
Yeah.
That's, I feel like in today's day and age, that's a little challenging. It's not today's day and age. Maybe that's always been the case.
Oh, probably
12 people in a room, find all of them agreeing on something.
It's a great, great process. We have, as we said earlier, we have a nation here where other countries just don't have this. And that person who's up there as a defense, the defendant, is innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm. That's the bedrock of our legal system.
That's the way it works.
Yep.
All right, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning with Steve and Ted, the vice president kicks off her campaign for the Oval Office. We're going to tell you all about that. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yep, it's another basketball night in Wichita. The TBT continues at Coke Arena. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment, use the blurs coming up, Ted.
Yeah, we got a good cartoon anniversary. We got a good movie anniversary. Looking forward to it. Entertainment news in the blur coming up at 8:35.
And traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.